This is the Seedbed Daily Text. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. James 1, 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Consider this. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Recapping yesterday, our faith is being tested by the world, the flesh, and the Satan all the time. We need to restate our words aloud from yesterday. This is a testing of my faith. Now back to our question, how does this work? Just how does the testing of our faith produce perseverance? The test creates the opportunity for Jesus to transcend and transform our lives. Perseverance does not come from us, it comes from God. I would press through the words transcend and transform into the word transfuse. Transfusing. Now, there's a word I have never used in the daily text, but I sensed it was the word. I looked it up. The first definition relates to blood and the obvious connection to a blood transfusion, which itself has interesting implications when it comes to Jesus. The second definition is the bingo. To cause something or someone to be permeated or infused by something. An example, we became transfused by a radiance of joy. I don't know about you, but the fireworks are going off for me. To cause to pass from one person to another sounds like Jesus' very words when he said, "Abide in me, and I will abide in you." It gets really interesting when we get to the origins of the word. Check this out. Late Middle English, in the sense, cause to pass from one person to another, from Latin, transfus, poured from one container to another, from the verb transfundere, from trans, across, plus fundere, pour. More fireworks, to pour from one container to another, to pour across, evokes all the imagery of the Holy Spirit being poured out on the day of Pentecost and thereafter. Transfusing. This is how the testing of our faith produces perseverance. Jesus causes his life to pass from his person into your person through the pouring out of the Holy Spirit into your spirit. For the longest time, here's how I thought this process worked. Number one, I face a trial. Number two, I ask God to help me. Number three, I ask people to pray for me. Number four, I do my best to get through it, having faith that God is helping me. Number five, I eventually get through it, giving God the glory, thanks, and praise. In this equation, faith seems to be my belief that God is helping me get through the trial. That doesn't much feel like transfusing, does it? It feels more like God helps those who help themselves. It feels like religious self-help. Here's the transfusion questions. What if Jesus actually wants to come into your core person and take over your life? What if he's not so much looking for help me God prayers, but have me Jesus prayers? What if Scripture really means it when it says, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me? What if the testing of your faith produces perseverance doesn't actually mean what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? What if it means the testing of your faith leads to Jesus Himself through the Holy Spirit persevering in and through your life? What if it means the death of the false self and the resurrection of the true self, which is the transfusion of Jesus into your whole self, body, mind, and spirit? That would be akin to pure joy, wouldn't it? That would be indefatigable hope, wouldn't it? That would be breathtaking love, wouldn't it? This is precisely why our faith needs to be tested, so we can graduate from a spiritualized version of I think I can to a meek, poor in spirit, I know I can't, to a sturdy, surrendered, and confident, I know Jesus in me will. The testing of our faith leads us from faith as believing in something to faith as surrendering to someone. The prayer, Father, I want to believe this is true, but I've gone so long without really believing it. I wonder if I can make the leap. It is just easier to keep it at arm's length with you helping me on my terms and me taking it from there. Lord Jesus, I sense you really do want me to belong to you, and yet I hold back. I know the testing of my faith produces perseverance, but I need to know it at a whole new level, beyond what I used to think. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring me into a wholehearted surrender, the kind that leads to the transfusing of your life into mine all the time. In Jesus' name, amen. The question, how are you seeing the difference between a transfused perseverance and a gutted out kind of perseverance? And now I want to ask you to come on and get involved in the next major big thing we're doing. If you look at your email today, you'll see a link that says, take a look at this Barna research. It's riveting. About pastors and the situation they're facing right now. As goes the pastor, so goes the church. And as goes the church, so goes the world. We are hearing from Jesus a long game calling to encourage, build up, and deeply invest in the shepherds of the kingdom, our local church pastors. The global pandemic has challenged us all, but it has uniquely challenged our shepherds. In 2022, we will begin a multi-year campaign to renew the heart and restore the awakening calling of these leaders. I'd love it if you'd go to the email and click on one of the two links, one for pastors, the other for sponsors. Hey, for The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.